This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Four family members of a Republican running for governor in Illinois were killed in a Montana helicopter crash. The son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren of former Illinois state lawmaker Darren Bailey, who lost the 2022 gubernatorial election in Illinois and is seeking his party's nomination again in next year's race, were killed in the crash last Wednesday. Bailey's son, Zachary, his wife, Kelsey, and their two young children, Veda Rose, 12, and Samuel, 7, died in the crash in a remote area of eastern Montana near Ekalaka. The couple had a third child who was not on the helicopter and is the only remaining member of that family. Zachary Bailey was piloting the helicopter when it went down. The family was in Montana on a business trip so that Zachary Bailey could expand their use of helicopters as part of the family farm business. Bailey and his two brothers helped their father run their farm in South Central Illinois. Zachary Bailey first got his helicopter license years ago so that he could deliver medical supplies and medical aid to people in third world countries. The cause of the crash was not known. No one else was on board. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash near the town of Ekalaka. The sheriff's office in Carter County said it responded to the site southwest of the town early Wednesday evening, October 22nd. A Great Falls City Commission candidate suggested last week that the city's homeless population could be served by putting them in a single location as a money-making venture. During a candidate forum, Great Falls City Commission candidate Pete Anderson said it would turn the homeless issue into a homeless profit. Anderson said that making the homeless issue is a tourist attraction just waiting to happen. Anderson made his comments in a candidate forum last Monday, hosted by one of Great Falls' nine neighborhood councils, and featured the four candidates for the Great Falls City Commission and two mayoral candidates. Anderson is a construction contractor and is a first-time municipal candidate. He previously campaigned as a Republican for the state legislature, but lost in the primary election. The fifth question in the forum asked candidates what the city should do about the unhoused population in Great Falls. Anderson's first words were, "Homeless Island." The idea was inspired, Anderson said, by the poor farms of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, where people with little means could work in exchange for food and shelter. Some of the farms, including those in north central Montana, became places where people who were deaf, blind, or suffered domestic violence would go as well. Anderson suggested that a homeless camp could have shelters built and sponsored by local businesses that would put up their signs as advertising, and the neighborhood residents would attract visitors by selling goods that they made. Anderson said, "And what would bring in tourism is you could have a constant live market at all times," Anderson said. Great Falls has about 200 people living outdoors in emergency shelters or in transitional housing. That number is less than half the population recorded in Bozeman and Missoula, and less than that of Billings. Great Falls Public Schools reported that more than 400 students in the district could be considered homeless. United Way of Cascade County President Gary Owen reacted to Anderson's comments, saying, "At United Way of Cascade County, we believe every person deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their housing status. Homelessness is a complex issue with no one-size-fits-all solution, and it impacts individuals and families from all walks of life, including children, veterans, and people facing mental health challenges." The United Way coordinates with 30 area nonprofit organizations, faith-based organizations, and government agencies to support unhoused residents in efforts that have been successful in getting homeless people into safer and more secure living situations. The Great Falls municipal election is an all-mail election with ballots due by November 4th at 8 p.m. Two commission seats and the office of mayor are on the ballot. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.